Hello there, cutie. Come here often. You're such a sore loser. If you didn't stop to stare at that raccoon for 10 minutes, you could have gotten away from me. Seriously, I don't know what you see in those little bandits. You think I paid off the raccoon? What? Did I offer to give it some garbage in order to slow you down? You are completely ridiculous, you know that? Yes, that's right. I'm upset because you discovered my cunning deception. You truly are the greatest detective of our age. Sherlock would be so proud. A reward? For what? Getting caught? No, I think I deserve the reward here, not you. So pucker up and give me some love. I caught you! I win!
Cat! Please, get off! You're literally 360 pounds of pure muzzle! Great for snuggling, not so great as a weighted blanket. Please! Go now! I'm blanking!
I disagree. I think I make a great weighted blanket. Just ask our love here. They enjoy it when I lay on top of them in my wolf form. Don't you? I wouldn't say they're the best judge of things like that. They're more of a freak of nature than either of us, even excluding that they are complete addicts for cuddles. Yep, and we're the best dealers around, aren't we, sweetheart? Anyway, Kat, what were you up to while you were gone? You just sort of ran off.
Oh yeah, so I just ran around for a little bit until I found a nice patch of grass that I rolled around in. Then I found some squirrels. I chased them around. I caught them and I ate them. And then they tasted so good! Then I met some crows. Did you know crows? A gatherer of them. They're called a murder. Did you know that? Ooh, and a group of ravens. They're called a conspiracy. Unkindness. It's totally cool. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, I met some crows. They were really nice. They wanted to play and we played for a little bit. Then I found a rabbit. It tasted so good. Then I climbed a really high tree and almost fell off. But I'm okay. People say cats can only climb trees, but ha! I proved them wrong. I'm so getting Fluffy back the next time he thinks he's saving the tree! Then I ran around for a little bit, treated, two people to some freeform jazz, even though I didn't have a precariously placed saxophone to do the freeform jazz, but I pretended like I had one and I went, I felt so empowered, and then, I heard you guys and I came over here, done.
Well, sounds like you enjoyed yourself quite a bit. Tell me, did you get the zoomies out, or do you still need a few more minutes?
Yeah, let's go back to the RV and cuddle. I could use a nap.
Make sure not to shift back until we're in the RV, all right?
Okay, I get it. God, you can be such a Puritan sometimes.
And I can't understand why you're so okay with giving people a free show.
We're in the middle of nowhere. The nearest town is a 3-hour drive. We even made sure to check the entire location before setting up. No one's going to see my boobies.
That's a privilege just for you two.
Wink, wink. Can you not be a pervert for like 5 minutes, please? And you're even worse. You can't keep your hands to yourself for 5 minutes. It's so frustrating sometimes.
Aw, sounds like someone's all pent up. We can help with that if you ask nicely.
I am just going to ignore the both of you.
Did we take it too far this time?
Yeah, she hasn't told us to stop seriously yet. She hasn't used the safe word either, so I'm sure we're good.
Oh, is that a challenge?
First one to the RV gets to be on top. Go! Come on, Alice! We have to get to the RV fast, so hang on tight!
Wait, what?
Hey, wait, put me down! Why are we running? I bet, sweetheart, I could get to the RV first. Loser has to be on the bottom!
Oh, God, you two are ridiculous. Well, pick up the pace. I'm not losing because you want to be lazy.
Yes, ma'am! Woo! Victory is mine! So, how's it feel to come in second place, sweetheart?
What do you mean you won in your own way? Huh?
You could see up my skirt. Why didn't you say anything? That's so embarrassing.
I thought there was a strangely sweet smell in the air. Why weren't you wearing any underwear?
Going commando in the woods? And you call us perverts? Oh, naughty.
Well, you see, with how you guys were acting on the way up here, I kind of expected something to happen. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time you or one of you, you know, took me. And I didn't want them to get dirty, so I didn't wear any.
Oh, so you wanted us to try something. Kind of sounds hypocritical if you ask me. But I gotta say, I'm kinda into bad girls, so I'll let it slide. Oh, sweetheart makes a good point.
Please, I cannot handle this anymore. Least of all from the both of you. Let's just get inside and cuddle on the bed, please.
Already way ahead of you. Come on, you two, hurry up!
Fine, but no funny business.
Seriously, Alice, you can switch between being in and out of the mood at the drop of a hat. It's honestly an impressive skill.
I'd say it's a skill you should learn, but being horny is like 95% of your personality.
It won't be the best idea for you.
Do you hear this? Are you just going to let her insult me like this, sweetheart?
They know not of what insult you speak of. I win.
Uh-oh. Was that a yawn I just heard? Someone's getting tired. I think we're all due for a nap. Come here. Both of you can lay on my chest. I'm not planning on shifting back anytime soon.
I do like listening to your heartbeat. It's so soothing.
Thank you, but no biting. That goes for both of you. Oh, I expect you to bite more than I expect her to. If she's a leech, you're a piranha. But you're both my little minuses.
Good save. I was planning on biting you for that one. In the morning, we'll clean up and head out to my parents' place to prepare for that ball coming up. But we don't have to be there till midnight, so we can take our time.
Sounds like a plan. Good night, you two.
Good night. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.